L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a midweek. Where do you hurt Wednesday? Spit, shine your shoes. We're going dancing with Lord Stanley. The Cup is staying in South FLA with all of that gorgeous hunk, hunk, hunk. The Florida Panthers repeated as Stanley Cup champions by destroying the Oilers 5-1 in Game 6 of the final last night in Sunrise, becoming the first back-to-back winner since the Tampa Bay Lightning in 2020-21, and the third team to do it in this century. Sam Reinhardt, an unbelievable game. He had 4 goals, becoming just the 6th player in league history and first since Maurice Richard, the Rocket, in 1957 to get that many in a game in the final. His third to complete the hat. He sent rats and hats flying onto the ice. Matty Tkachuk fittingly scored the cup clincher for the Cats. More rats, part of the celebration as the clock hit 0, and it was party, 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 party time. Panthers players mobbed in the corner while the Oilers had to watch it again. Gary Bettman said, "Good evening, South Florida. It feels like we just did this." The Bob stopped 28 of 29 shots he faced, closing the door on a rematch with the same end result. This time they did it in 6. Last year they did it in 7. The only goal came from Podklovsen in the garbage time long after this game was decided. An unbelievable season. Ovechkin had the all-time leading goal scorer mark set this year. And you had the Four Nations tournament in February that was a smashing success. They were chanting, "We want the cup," as the final moments ticked off the clock. And the Panthers had it done. Now they keep it. Reinhardt said, "This is as good as the first one. We learned some lessons. We stayed on the gas, foot on the pedal, and obviously the result speaks for itself. Florida has done the same and now has the makings of a dynasty, just like the Lightning. They made 3 trips to the final in a row like the Cats did. The Panthers have won 11 of 12 playoff series since Tkachuk arrived by trade, and Paul Maurice took over as the head coach in the summer of 2022. Tkachuk said, "We've got to be a dynasty now. 3 years in a row in the finals, 2 championships. This is a very special group." The only time they had been on the wrong side of the handshake line was the final in Vegas in 23 when they lost to the Knights. From the core of Tkachuk, Reinhardt, Barkov, and Bennett, and the whole roster, they were healthier this time around. And they just got it done. They added Marchand and Seth Jones to the team. Bennett led all goal scorers in the postseason with 15. Marchand had 6 in the final alone. Bennett won the Conn Smythe Trophy as the playoff MVP. Barkov handed the cup to first-time champ Nate Schmidt, and all the others winning it for the first time got it soon after. Schmidt said, "It's amazing to be able to be here. I don't know whether to laugh or cry." They had it all, though, but the Oilers didn't get it done. That's all there is to it. Connor McDavid, the best player in the world, loses again. Draisaitl, the second best player maybe in the world, loses again. He was their best player. He had both overtime goals for the Oilers in their only wins. Stuart Skinner got the nod in Game 6 and got worked. Simple as that. The Panthers did whatever they wanted. McDavid tried to take over the game, but he was stymied again by Barkov, Jones, and the Bob. Bobrovsky's incredible. 16 wins. He gets it done. Anyway, McDavid finished with 7 points in his second career trip to the final. Denied again. The Panthers spent more time leading during the Cup final than any previous team in history. 255 minutes and 49 seconds. They led in the series. McDavid said, "We lost to a really good team. Nobody quit. Nobody threw the towel in. But they're a hell of a team. They're back-to-back Stanley Cup champs for a reason." Canada's Stanley Cup drought reached 31 seasons in 32 years, dating to Montreal in 1993. Teams in the U.S. Sun Belt have won 5 of the last 6 times, 4 of them in Florida. This run through Tampa Bay in 5 games, Toronto in 7, Carolina in 5, and Edmonton in 6 showed how critical this team has become when they play in series with their team mixing together and playing together and finishing together and defending together, and the goaltending, everything comes together for him under Maurice, who has coached more NHL games than everyone except Scotty Bowman and is now a 2-time ring winner. So is Marchand, who last hoisted the cup in 2011 with the Boston Bruins. The 14-year gap is the 3rd longest in league history, just shy of 16 for Chris Chelios from 86 to 2002, and 15 for Mark Recchi from 91 with the Penguins to 06. Marchand said, "It's incredible. It's a feeling you can't really describe. Seeing the family and everyone up there and everyone that supported me and helped me get to this point, words can't put this into reality how great it feels. Just such an incredible group." The Panthers do it again for their fans in South Florida, Chicago. No NBA Finals tonight. It's tomorrow night, Thursday night at 8:30 on ABC from the Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Thunder can close it out. They're up 3-2 on the Pacers. Oak City's laying 6.5, 222.5, the lower number this time around Thursday night. All right, let's look at the baseball from last night. The Marlins upset the Phillies and ended their 6-game winning streak, 8-3 down in Miami. The Tigers and Larry Mize, 7-3 over the Buccos, and Mazinski at Comerica. The Rockies beat the Nationals again, 10-6 in D.C. The Rockies hit a franchise record tying 7 home runs, 2 by Toglia, in the rout of the Nationals. What is happening to the Nats right now? The Rockies last hit 4 or more homers in one inning June 20th of 21 against Milwaukee. I mean, the bottom line is the Nats are falling apart right now. And the Rockies have won 3 in a row for the 2nd time this season. Stop the press. In the Bronx, Kyle, don't call me Jimi Hendrix, and 3 relievers combined on a 4-hitter as the Angels beat the slumping Yankees 4-0, handing them their 3rd straight shutout. It's been 29 innings since they scored a run. They've lost 5 in a row. They got 5 runs in their last 6 games, including a 1-0 win last Thursday at Kansas City. The last time the Yankees scored 5 runs or fewer in a 6-game span was August of 1968. In Toronto, Bichette and Barger hit back-to-back homers in the 9th as the Jays rally past the D-backs 5-4. In Cincinnati, T.J. Friedl hit a decisive 2-out, 2-run double in the 6th. The Reds rallied for their 3rd straight win, 6-5 over the Twins. Cincinnati's won 8 of its last 11 to climb within 2 games of 3rd in the NL wildcard spot. In Atlanta, Austin Riley hit a bases-loaded sac fly to deep center field in the 10th inning. And the Braves get the 5-4 comeback win over the Mets. Ozuna tied the score with a 3-run double in the 8th. And the Braves rebounded from a 10-1 loss at home Sunday to lowly Colorado. Atlanta has won 4 of 5 all of a sudden. At Steinbrenner in Tampa, Colton Cowser hit a go-ahead homer, and the O's beat the Rays 5-1. Jordan Westberg and Dylan Carlson each had 3 hits for the O's, who won 12 of 17. Laureano drove in 2 runs as well. On the south side of Chicago, Brendan Donovan had 4 hits. Ivan Herrera drove in 4 runs. And Libertore pitched well for the Cardinals. And they spanked the White Sox and handed them their sixth straight loss. 12-2 Cards last night. Alec Burleson went 3-for-5 for the Cards, including his sixth home run, a solo shot in the seventh. That made it 9-2. Donovan drove in a run, hit his 21st double, and scored twice in his third four-hit game this season and fifth of his career. At the Globe in Arlington, Salvi Perez homered not once but twice. And Bobby Witt Jr. went deep in his hometown team's ballpark for the first time as the Royals stopped a six-game skid with a 6-1 win over the Rangers. Seth Lugo struck out a season-high 9 for his first win since May 1st. At Wrigley, Suzuki and Crow Armstrong both homered, and the Cubs beat the Brewers 5-3 in a matchup of NL Central contenders. Kyle Tucker had 3 hits. Chicago improved to 4-1 on a 10-game homestand. They're just tearing it up. They upped their division lead to 6.5 games over the second-place Brewers, who won the Central in each of the last 2 years. In Seattle at T-Mobile, Cal Raleigh hit a grand slam breakfast for his major league best 27th home run, and he drove in 6 runs to tie a career high. Brian Wu-Tang Clan gave up 1 hit over 7 innings, and the Mariners stopped Boston's 6-game winning streak with an 8-0 win over the Red Sox. Rafi Devers made his debut with the Giants. He went 2-for-5 with 2 strikeouts. But they lost to the Guardians 3-2 at Oracle in the city of Atabaye in New A.A. The Astros spanked the A's 13-3 in Sacktown. And the Dodgers beat the Padres 8-6. And this one, Tatis got beaned. So the Friars beaned Ohtani and all hell broke loose. All right, let's look at today's games. You got some Brian Daboll, 4:10 on MLB Network, Red Sox and Mariners in Seattle. Davy Crockett, Don't Call Me Crochet, and Castillo there. Everything else, 6:40, Phillies and Marlins, Suarez and Mazur. 6:40, Pirates and Tigers at Comerica, Haney against Scoobal, look out. 6:45, Rockies and Nats in D.C., Marquez and Parker never loses. 7:05, Angels and Yankees in the Bronx, Kokainowicz against Yarbrough. 7:07, D-backs and Jays in Toronto, Rodriguez and Don't Call Me Matt Lauer. 7:10, Twins and Reds in Great American in the Queen City, Oberon Kenobi against Lodolo. 7:15, Mets and Braves in Atlanta, Blackburn the Pirate against Chris Sale. 7:35, O's and Rays at Steinbrenner in Tampa, Rogers and Bradley, Bill Bradley. 7:40, Cards and White Sox on the South Side. Sonny Gray at Chicago against Burke the goalie. 8:05, Royals and Rangers at Globe. Bubic Hare against Patrick Corbin. 8:05 at Wrigley, Brewers and Cubs. Mizorowski, the rookie, against Jameson Shots of Tyone. 9:45, Guards and Giants in San Fran, City by the Bay. Allen against Verlander. 10:05, Stros at A's. Valdez against Severino. And 10:10 on MLB Network, Padres and Dodgers again at the Ravine. Kolek against Sheehan there. That's all your baseball on a midweek Wednesday. In soccer today at noon, Man City and Wydad AC. They're playing at the Link in Philly. At 3 on TNT, Real Madrid and Al Hilal. They're playing at Hard Rock in Miami Gardens. There's a game at 6, Pachuca against Salzburg. And at 9, El Ain against Havanas. And then in the Gold Cup, a different tournament in Arlington, Texas at 7 on Fox Sports 1. It's Costa Rica against the DR. And at 10, same channel, Suriname against Mexico. Both of those games are at Jerry's World. That's everything. I'm live today with the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, live in for Carver High. I'm Pharrell Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV, the Sports Grid app, and sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also streaming on X at SportsGrid-Live. We're on smart TVs like TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. You'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. On radio, we're on Sirius XM channel Channel 159. That's 159. Ameron Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app. We're just nailing winners, hitting bets left and right. Everybody loves it. They just won't admit it. Yesterday, I did two profit plays, max plays. They both hit. Jays and Reds. Boom, boom. Everybody's loving life with Pharrell and the Profit. Make sure you watch Profit Plays for all of Mickey's picks. Anything I do is, today I did max profit plays. There's elite plays. There's everything. So watch the profit plays and all the videos, and you'll get all your picks. Make sure you watch all the shows. Pharrell Unplugged, Pharrell and the Profit, you name it. Jim Florentine comedy specials. They're all on the app, Pharrell and the Profit. Sign up today. You won't regret it. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellAndTheBench.com. I'll see you at 3 p.m. Eastern on Coast to Coast. Shake it, ooh, shake it, ooh. Panthers are champs again. Shake it, ooh.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.